This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ongoing opposition protests in Belarus saw the largest turnout yet over the weekend following days of public rallies against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Hundreds of thousands of peaceful demonstrators gathered in Minsk and other Belarusian cities demanding free and fair elections. Protesters are seeking the release of all political prisoners, justice for perpetrators of human rights abuses, and the resignation of Lukashenko. An unprecedented wave of protests have swept across Belarus in recent days after users on social media started sharing videos and photographs showing security officers brutally repressing demonstrators angered by the official results of the disputed presidential election. On August 9th, incumbent President Lukashenko claimed victory with more than 80% of the vote. It was his sixth consecutive win since 1994. A U.S. judge has blocked a Trump administration rule scheduled to go into effect on Tuesday that would have taken away protections for transgender people facing health care discrimination. The administration's rule says federal law that bars discrimination in health care on the basis of sex does not cover gender identity or sex stereotyping. Block said the judge said the legal basis of the regulation was now in question after the Supreme Court's major ruling in June, finding that LGBT people are protected under a federal law using similar language that bars employment discrimination. A Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson said officials were disappointed with the decision. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. This is VOA News.